In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, from a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is March the 22nd, 2025. That means we're reading Proverbs chapter 22. And continuing our reading from Paradise Lost, book 10. And again, I am not sure where we left off. I know we had that problem yesterday. I guess we'll get around to it when we get around to it. All right, so let's just jump right into Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is more desirable than great riches, to be esteemed as better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common, the Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord, its wages are riches and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Whoever sows injustice reaps calamity, and the rod they wield in fury will be broken. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says, "There's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square." The mouth of an adulterous woman is a deep pit. A man who is under the Lord's wrath falls into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. One who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and one who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. 30 Sayings of the Wise. Saying 1. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, teachings of the counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with ones easily angered, or you may learn their ways and you get yourself ensnared. Do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. And that is chapter 22. And those were sayings 1 through 6. I didn't read off all the titles before all of them. So I guess tomorrow we're going to continue with all the other sayings. No, up to 19, I guess. From 7 to 19 tomorrow. Okay, let us open up Paradise Lost. I think we're on page 247, but let's see. So, oh yeah. Michael, the archangel, is showing Adam visions of the future of fallen mankind. Last one he showed him was the pagans, the atheists dancing around, making love, making beautiful music, having a jolly good time, and Adam said, wow, this is much better than the visions of the past of all the sick people. And then the angel said, no, this is the path of wickedness. And oh yeah, I thought this paragraph was interesting. From man's effeminate slackness it begins, said the angel, who should better hold his place by wisdom and superior gifts received. But now prepare thee for another scene. And I think that's exactly where we left off. He looked and saw wide territory spread before him, towns and rural works between, cities of men with lofty gates and towers, concours and arms, fierce faces, threatening war, giants of mighty bone and bold emprise. Part wield their arms, part curb the foaming steed, single or in array of battle ranged, both horse and foot, nor idly mustering stood. One way a band select from forage drives a herd of beeves, fair oxen and fair kine from a fat meadow ground, or fleecy flock, ewes and their bleeding lambs over the plain. Their booty, scarce with life the shepherds fly, but call in aid which tacks a bloody fray. With cruel tournament and the squadrons join, where cattle pastured late, now scattered lies with carcasses and arms, the ensanguined field deserted. Others to a city strong lay siege, encamped by battery, scale, and mine. Assaulting, others from the wall defend with dart and javelin, stones and sulphurous fire. On each hand slaughter and gigantic deeds. In other part, the sceptered heralds call to council in the city gates anon. Gray-headed men and grave, with warriors mixed, assemble, and harangues are heard. But soon in factious opposition, till at last, of middle age one rising, imminent, in wise deport, spake much of right and wrong, of justice, of religion, truth and peace, and judgment from above. Him old and young exploded, and had seized with violent hands. Had not a cloud descending snatched him thence, unseen amid the throng, so violence proceeded, and oppression, and sword law, through all the plain, and refuge none was found. Adam was all in tears, and to his guide lamenting turned full sad. Oh, what are these, death's ministers, not men who thus deal death inhumanely to men, and multiply 10,000, fold the sin of him who slew his brother? For of whom such massacre make they but of their brethren, men of men? But who was that just man, whom had not heaven rescued, had in his righteousness been lost? To whom thus Michael? These are the product of those ill-mated marriages thou sawst, where good with bad were matched, who of themselves abhor to join, and by imprudence mixed, both prodigious births of body or mind, such were these giants, men of high renown. For in those days might only shall be admired, and valor and heroic virtue called, to overcome in battle, and subdue nations, and bring home spoils with infinite manslaughter. Shall be held the highest pitch of human glory, and for glory done of triumph, to be styled great conquerors, patrons of mankind, gods and sons of gods, destroyers rightlier called, and plagues of men. Thus fame shall be achieved, renown on earth, and what most merits fame in silence hid. But he, the seventh from thee, whom thou beheldst, the one righteous in a world perverse, and therefore hated, therefore so beset with foes for daring single to be just, and utter odious truth, that God would come to judge them with his saints. Him the Most High wrapped in balmy cloud with winged steeds did, as thou sawst, receive to walk with God high in salvation and the climes of bliss, exempt from death, to show thee what reward awaits the good, the rest what punishment, which now direct thine eyes and soon behold. He looked and saw the face of things quite changed. The brazen throat of war had ceased to roar. All now was turned to jollity and game, to luxury and riot, feast and dance, marrying or prostituting as befell, rape or adultery, where passing fair allured them. Thence from cups to civil broils, at length a reverend sire among them came. and of their doings great dislike declared, and testified against their ways. He oft frequented their assemblies, where so met triumphs or festivals, and to them preached conversion and repentance, as to souls in prison under judgments imminent. But all in vain, which when he saw, he ceased contending, and removed his tents far off. Then from the mountain hewing timber tall, began to build a vessel of huge bulk, measured by cubit, length and breadth and height, smeared round with pitch, and in the side a door, contrived and of provisions laid in large for man and beast. When lo, a wonder strange! Of every beast and bird and insect small came sevens and pairs, and entered in, as taught their order. Last, the sire, and his three sons with their four wives, and God made fast the door. Meanwhile the south wind rose, and with black wings, wide hovering, all the clouds together drove from under heaven the hills to their supply, vapor and exhalation, dust and moist, sent up amain, and now the thickened sky like a dark ceiling stood, down rushed the rain impetuous, and continued till the earth no more was seen. The floating vessel swum uplifted, and secure with peaked prow, rode tilting over the waves. All dwellings else flood overwhelmed, and them with all their pomp deep under water rolled. Sea covered sea, sea without shore, and in their palaces where luxury late reigned, sea monsters whelped and stabled of mankind so numerous late, all left, in one small bottom swum embarked. How didst thou grieve them, Adam, to behold the end of all thy offspring? End so sad. Depopulation. Thee, another flood of tears and sorrow, a flood thee also drowned, and sunk thee as thy sons, till gently reared by the angel on thy feet thou stoodst at last, though comfortless, as when a father mourns his children, all in view destroyed at once, and scarce to the angel utteredst thus thy plaint. O visions ill foreseen, better had I lived ignorant of future, so had borne my part of evil only, each day's lot another to bear. Those now that were dispensed the burden of many ages on me light at once, by my foreknowledge gaining birth abortive, to torment me here their being, with thought that they must be. Let no man seek henceforth to be foretold what shall befall him or his children. Evil he may be sure, which neither his foreknowing can prevent, and he the future evil shall know less. In apprehension then, in substance feel grievous to bear, but that care now is past. Man is not whom to warn. Those few escaped famine and anguish will at last consume wandering that watery desert. I had hope. When violence was ceased, and war on earth, all would have then gone well. Peace would have crowned with length of happy days the race of man. But I was far deceived, for now I see peace to corrupt no less than war to waste. How comes it thus? Unfold, celestial guide, and whether here the race of man will end. To whom thus, Michael, those whom last thou sawst in triumph and luxurious wealth, they are first seen at acts of prowess imminent, and great exploits, but of true virtue void, who, having spilt much blood, and done much waste, subduing nations, and achieved thereby fame in the world, high titles and rich prey, shall change their course to pleasure, ease and sloth, surfeit and lust, till wantonness and pride raise out of friendship hostile deeds and peace. The conquered also, and enslaved by war, shall with their freedom, lost all virtue, loose, and fear of God, from whom their piety feigned and sharp contest of battle found no aid against invaders. Therefore, cooled in zeal, thenceforth shall practice how to live secure, worldly or dissolute, on what their Lord shall leave them to enjoy, for the earth shall bear more than enough. What temperance may be tried, so all shall turn degenerate, and depraved, justice and temperance, truth and faith forgot. One man except, the only son of light in a dark age against example good, against allurement, custom, and a world offended. Fearless of reproach and scorn or violence, he of their wicked ways shall them admonish, and before them set the paths of righteousness. How much more safe and full of peace, denouncing wrath to come on their impenitence, and shall return of them derided, but of God observed, the one just man alive. By his command shall build a wondrous ark, as thou beheldst, to save himself and household from amidst a world devote to universal wrack. No sooner he, with them, of man and beast, select for life shall in the ark be lodged, and sheltered round, but all the cataracts of heaven set upon, set open on the earth, shall power reign day and night, all fountains of the deep broke up, shall heave the oceans to usurp beyond all bounds, till inundation rise above the highest hills. There shall this mount of paradise by might of waves be moved out of his place, pushed by horned flowed with all his verdure spoiled, and trees adrift down the great river to the opening gulf, and there take root on an island salt and bare, the haunt of scales, or the haunt of seals and orcs, and sea mews clang, to teach thee that God attributes to place no sanctity, if none be thither brought by men who there frequent or therein dwell. And now what further shall ensue? Behold, he looked and saw the ark hull on the flood, which now abated, for the clouds were fled, driven by a keen north wind. What blowing dry wrinkled the face of deluge, and as decayed, and the clear sun on his wide watery glass gazed hot, and of the fresh wave largely drew, as after thirst, which made their flowing shrink from standing lake to tripping ebb, that stole with soft foot towards the deep, who now had stopped his sluices, as the heaven his windows shut. The ark no more now floats, but seems on ground, fast on the top of some high mountain fixed. And now the tops of hills as rocks appear, with clamor thence the rapid currents drive towards the retreating sea, their furious tide. Forthwith from out the ark a raven flies, and after him the sure messenger a dove sent forth, once and again to spy green tree or ground, whereon his foot may light. The second time returning, in his bill an olive leaf he brings, pacific sign. Anon dry ground appears, and from his ark the ancient sire descends with all his train, then with uplifted hands and eyes devout, grateful to heaven, over his head beholds a dewy cloud, and in the cloud a bow conspicuous with three lifted colors gray or gay, betokening peace from God and covenant new, whereat the heart of Adam, erst so sad, greatly rejoiced, and thus his joy broke forth. O thou that future things canst represent as present, heavenly instructor, I revive at this last sight, assured that man shall live with all the creatures and their seed preserve. Far less I now lament for one whole world of wicked sons destroyed. Then I rejoice for one man found so perfect and so just that God vouchsafes to raise another world from him, and all his anger to forget. But say, what mean those colored streaks in heaven, descended as the brow of God appeased? Or serve they as a flowery verge to bind the fluid skirts of that same watery cloud, lest it again dissolve and shower the earth? To whom the archangel, dexterously thou aim'st, so willingly doth God remit his ire, though late repenting him of man depraved, grieved at his heart, when looking down he saw the whole earth filled with violence, and all flesh corrupting each their way. Yet those removed, such grace shall one just man find in his sight, that he relents, not to blot out mankind, and make a covenant never to destroy the earth again by flood, nor let the sea surpass his bounds, nor rain to drown the world with man therein or beast. But when he brings over the earth a cloud, will therein set his triple-colored bow, whereon to look and call to mind his covenant, day and night, seed time and harvest, heat and hoary frost shall hold their course, till fire purge all things new, both heaven and earth, wherein the just shall dwell. Thus thou hast seen one world begin and end, and man as from a second stalk proceed. Much thou hast yet to see, but I perceive thy mortal sight to fail. Objects divine must needs impair and weary human sense. Henceforth, what is to come, I will relate. Thou, therefore, give due audience and attend. The second sours of men, while yet but few, and while the dread judgment of past remains, fresh in their minds, fearing the deity with some regard to what is just and right, shall lead their lives and multiply apace, laboring the soil and reaping plenteous crop, corn, wine, and oil, and from the herd or flock, oft sacrificing bullock, lamb, or kid, with large wine offerings poured and sacred feast, shall spend their days in joy unblamed, and dwell long time in peace by families and tribes, under paternal rule, till one shall rise, of proud, ambitious heart, who, not content with fair equality, fraternal state, will arrogate dominion undeserved over his brethren, and quite dispossess concord and law of nature from the earth. Hunting, and men, not beasts, shall be his game, with war and hostile snare, such as refuse subjugation to his empire tyrannous. A mighty hunter thence he shall be styled, before the Lord, as in despite of heaven, or from heaven, claiming second sovereignty, and from rebellion shall derive his name. Though of rebellion others he accuse, he with a crew, whom like ambition joins with him or under him to tyrannize, marching from Eden towards the west, shall find the plain, wherein a black bituminous gurge boils out from underground, the mouth of hell, of brick, and of that stuff they cast to build a city and tower, whose top may reach to heaven, and get themselves a name, least, far dispersed in foreign lands, their memory be lost. Regardless whether good or evil fame, but God who oft descends to visit men unseen, and through their habitations walks, to mark their doings, them beholding soon, comes down to see their city, ere the tower obstruct heaven towers, and in derision sets upon their tongues a various spirit, to raise quite out of their native language, and instead to sow a jangling noise of words unknown. Forthwith a hideous gabble rises loud among the builders, each to other calls, not understood, till hoarse, and all in rage, as mocked they storm, great laughter was in heaven, and looking down to see the hubbub strange, and hear the din, thus was the building left, ridiculous, and the work of confusion named. Should we stop there? So we just got the Tower of Babel story. Or Babylon. Just got a few more pages. Maybe two more days. Maybe one more day. All right, thank you for tuning in, and glory to God for all things. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.